Chances of snow today in Amarillo, freezing rain from Odessa to Stephenville, and flood watches in North and East Texas. This is the Texas Standard for Wednesday, February 21st. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. Bump stocks are back in the news after President Trump makes a move to ban them. These devices, which basically turn a semi-automatic gun into an automatic gun, were not used in the latest mass shooting at a Florida high school, but were used in the deadly Las Vegas concert shooting in October. There were calls back then to ban them, and orders for them surged. That's when we learned many of these devices are actually manufactured in Texas, in tiny Moran, about 45 miles east of Abilene, at a place called Slide Fire Solutions. And orders appear to be surging again. Earlier this week, The Guardian reported Slide Fire offered a President's Day sale with 10% off using the coupon code MAGA, an abbreviation of Trump's oft-used Make America Great Again slogan. That was before Trump's proposed ban. Now, at last check, the website for Slide Fire is down. A message posted on their Facebook page last night said, "Our website is experiencing very high traffic at this time, which is causing problems with website stability." Some call a possible bump stock ban a step in the right direction. Others say it's making the device a scapegoat. Either way, it's certainly a development many folks in Moran, Texas, will be watching. It's not the only move this week to tighten the rules around guns. Trump now expressing some support for a bill co-sponsored by Texas Senator John Cornyn. It would increase government accountability for firearm background checks. Also news that Texas Governor Greg Abbott is on board with closing loopholes for background checks. For more on that, we turn to John Moritz. He covers Texas government and politics for the USA Today Network. John, thanks for your time.
Happy to do it.
Reporters caught up with Governor Abbott at an early voting site yesterday. He was asked about gun safety measures and said, "It's clear the status quo is unacceptable." Did he offer any specifics about what he wants to see changed?
He did, but it's nothing that would surprise people who have been following the governor and this issue. He talked about tightening the loopholes in the federal background checks. He talked about the mental health issue and things that, non-specific things that should be done to make sure that those with violent tendencies and mental health disorders don't have access to guns. Asked about specific legislation that he would back or specific new measures that he would back, he was less forthright. But he did mention that he and the other governors will be at the National Governors Association meeting in Washington, D.C., where he expects to bring the issue up with the president and with congressional leaders.
So he will actually have the president's ear, or potentially anyway. Do you expect that we'll see any policy breakthroughs come out of that?
It's hard to say. As we all know, in the aftermath of one of these events, there's lots of concern, lots of calls for action, lots of soul searching. But when we get down to the political realities, the interest groups on either sides tend to polarize the decision makers. And if history is a guide, we'll hear a lot of things, but we may not see a lot of things.
Mm. Give us some background on Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, obviously, and someone who I believe has a pretty strong background of supporting gun rights.
He does. In his first 2 years as governor, he signed the open carry legislation. He signed another bill that would basically allow the carrying of handguns on certain parts of college campuses. Mm-hmm. He's A-plus with the National Rifle Association. Mm-hmm. He's already been endorsed in 2018 by the Texas State Rifle Association. And he will tell anybody who's willing to listen to him that he is a staunch defender of the Second Amendment.
You mentioned that that Governor Abbott was supportive generally of background checks at the national level. Was that, you think, a nod to legislation co-authored by Texas Senator and Republican John Cornyn, or were the details not specific enough?
He didn't mention Senator Cornyn by name, but Senator Cornyn is carrying what is billed as bipartisan legislation with the senator from Connecticut, whose interest obviously dates back to the tragedy in Sandy Hook several years back.
And I want to talk about the mental health part of this a little bit more. You said he didn't offer specifics, but that seemed to be something that he was emphasizing.
He was splitting the apple a little bit. He wanted to say, make sure that we understood that not all mental health issues equate to a tendency toward deadly violence. The trick would be is to separating the degrees of mental illness and try to identify those with violent tendencies and intervene somehow before they have access to these high-powered rifles and before they act on any impulses that would lead to the tragedies that we've seen in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and just this past week in Florida.
John Moritz covers Texas government and politics for the USA Today Network. John, thanks again.
Thank you.